You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are visiting with Fiona Newton, trainer and coach at Productive, who has 15 years of experience in the training industry. As an expert in productivity, processes, and tools such as Microsoft Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and Outlook, among others, such as smartphones and Lotus Notes, she has consulted with many of the top government and private organizations within Australia to design greater structures and systems for their productivity. The team at Productive are dedicated to helping people to get their life back. They aim to help individuals and teams to be more efficient at what they do, to help give them more enjoyment with their work and have more time for the things that do matter to them personally. They provide face-to-face training and coaching and deliver keynote presentations and time management, email management, stress management, social media, and a whole lot more. This topic, Master Your Inbox, is a hot topic for their clients right now. Fiona, certainly a great topic, and looking forward to our interview today on Enterprise Radio.
Fantastic. Great to be here, Eric.
Yes, the pleasure is certainly ours as well. So email is one of the biggest productivity challenges for this generation. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think it's one of those tools that we've only had access to over the last sort of 15, 20 years in a big way, but it became the major communication tool very quickly. Within 18 months, it seemed to be the main way that we were communicating with each other, which was fantastic for efficiency and being able to send documents and communicate very quickly. But it's also had its downside with a bit of overuse. And most people that I do come across seem to be feeling overwhelmed with the amount of information and emails that are coming into their inbox every single day. So, and we haven't really had time to develop processes around communication with each other within our teams, and also processes around time management when it comes to email. So we can be wasting a lot of time just trudging through our inbox and not ever feeling like we're really getting on top of everything that's coming in.
What are some of the challenges that people are experiencing with email in the workplace today?
Well, I think a lot of people are challenged with just the amount of email that's coming into your inbox. A lot of people are trying to getting anywhere between 20 emails a day to up to 100 or 200 emails a day. And also not really having a process in place. So most people I know just simply put a flag next to an email they need to action. And then, of course, emails build up and they fall down the bottom of the inbox and are out of sight, out of mind. And there's not really a process in place to deal with that. Also, I think it's overused. We use it whether email's urgent, whether it's not urgent. We email the person sitting next to us instead of having a face-to-face conversation. Instead of picking up the phone and resolving an issue much quicker, we over-rely on emails. So I think a lot of people are just feeling like they can't get on top of their inbox very, very easily.
I certainly would agree. How does poor email management affect productivity?
Well, I think the bottom line is that people are wasting a lot of time with the way that they're managing with the way that they're managing email, and spending a lot of their day really relying on the inbox as a to-do list when it was never really designed to do that. So it's you're scrolling up and down a list and checking emails more than once to try and get on top of them. It becomes very, very inefficient very quickly. So one of the things we try to help people with is how to actually convert emails into an electronic task list, particularly if they're using programs like Microsoft Outlook or Lotus Notes or even Gmail, is to convert emails into tasks and calendar and start to use those areas really well where you can prioritize your workload, categorize your tasks, set proper deadlines instead of trying to manage your day from a really what's the equivalent of a big pile of paper or a big pile of information that builds up in the inbox. There's also a lot of information that comes in that's just not not critical, not important. So we're often having to delete unwanted emails or deal with emails that are sent to everybody in an organisation, or there's a reply all on an email when really most of those people might not need to receive it. So we're receiving a lot of unnecessary emails as well. So it has an enormous effect on people's ability to be productive during their workday.
Today we're joined by Fiona Newton, trainer and coach at Productive, who has 15 years of experience in the training industry, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tell us, what are some poor practices around management of email?
Well, there's probably three main things that we would recommend as a top priority. One thing is that email is a huge interruption. A lot of people are getting notifications every time an email comes in, which if you're receiving 40, 50 emails a day, that's a huge lack of focus or break of focus on what you're working on every time it comes in. So we suggest turning your notifications off so that you're not seeing that every time an email comes in, and scheduling time in your day to check your email rather than reacting to it every time it comes in. It's an enormous break of focus. The other thing is to convert emails into a to-do list and use a to-do list to manage your day rather than your inbox as a to-do list. The inbox is really just a mailbox. It's not designed to be a great to-do list. The other thing is you can set up rules to automatically file emails into particular subfolders or even automatically delete unwanted emails. And that's about automating the process of managing email much more effectively. And I, for example, have to subscribe to a whole lot of newsletters, and the reality is I don't need to see those newsletters the second they come into my inbox. I can automatically put them into a newsletters folder and just check that folder at a more appropriate and less busy time in my week instead of it distracting me from the important actionable things that do come into my inbox. The other thing is that often we build a big subfolder list, so we're filing things in far too many places. So I suggest relying a lot more on your search folder. For example, I created a folder for every single client of mine, and I ended up with 90 to 100 different folders with every single client that I had. And recently I've consolidated that all into one client folder, and I just rely on my search folder to try and find that. Any email that I need from a particular client. And that saves me scrolling up and down a big, long list of subfolders every time I'm trying to find something. So there's a lot more that we can cover with, I guess, relieving a bit of pressure out of the inbox valve, but they're probably the hot tips that we would cover first to help get the inbox a little bit more under control.
Lastly, what are some simple techniques that we can use to save time with email?
The turning off the notifications and converting emails into the to-do list and creating rules for your inbox so that you're, getting rid of those non-urgent, I call it the noise that comes into your inbox, and putting it aside and checking it at a more appropriate time. And also consolidating your subfolder list down into very simple list of subfolders and relying on the search folder.
Very pleased to know that I seem to be following some of your tips here, but certainly can tweak that to better my productivity on this end. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Productive online and how they can be in touch with you as well?
Well, our website is Productivity Specialist, and that's got an S on the end, specialist.com.au. And we also have a Facebook page that is Productivity Specialist as well, and a Twitter account, PROD_SPEC.
Well, Fiona, certainly a great topic, and this certainly helps out all of our listeners to be more productive. And thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
You're most welcome. Thanks for having me, Eric.
And the pleasure is certainly ours as well. We've been speaking with Fiona Newton, trainer and coach at Productive, who has 15 years of experience in the training industry as an expert in productivity processes and tools such as Microsoft Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Outlook, smartphones, and Lotus Notes. She has consulted with many of the top government and private organizations within the country of Australia to design greater structures and systems for their productivity. And once again, the website of reference and for contact, it's productivityspecialist with an S, productivityspecialist.com.au. Again, that's productivityspecialist.com.au. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.